My name is Jason Rainier, and I'm 39 years old and living in San Francisco. I'm a sound designer and have a company called Earprint Productions that create soundscapes and interactive designs for museums. I also do sound design for film, web, the theater, dance, and, you know, just about anything. I've done a wide variety of projects. And I've also produced some sort of large-scale soundscape pieces that capture soundscapes from all over the world on a given day, kind of like the Day in the Life photographic series. And those are called Day of Sound. One of those is going to be produced on CD this year, which I'm glad about. My wife, Catherine, and I have produced a radio show called Earprints on the Air that was on KPFA for a number of years, featuring soundscapes. And in general, my life pretty much revolves around soundscapes and field recordings and music. I'm a musician by training, and yet I really sort of imagine that all sound is music and has musical qualities. All soundscapes contain elements of music, that is, you know, melody, harmony, and rhythm. And I listen to the world a lot of times as though one large musical instrument. Field recording to me is just kind of a capturing a small piece of that ongoing symphony. The piece that I've chosen for this broadcast was a recording I made in 1996 that I always wanted to air, but for some reason it never came out of the woodwork, out of the dat pile. It represents, in many ways, the soundscaper's impulse, and I think of that as the moment when you realize that there's something amazing happening outside, and it's not that you plan to record it, it just started happening, and then all of a sudden you said, hey man, I gotta get my gear, and let's go. Let's just go. Something's out there. And that is when you're really grateful, you know, that you charged your batteries and you had your tape deck ready with a blank tape in it, for example, and it was all ready to go, just in case. And at this point, I was living near Presidio Park in San Francisco, and it was the Day of the Dead. And I started hearing this amazing sound coming from outside, and I just grabbed my gear and ran. And at that point, I became something that moved me really deeply, and I have my ears to thank for that. So, you know, the recording says the rest. I'm out here, Day of the Dead, and I'm just inspired by these sounds I hear, so I'm going to go check out, see if I can put some recordings right out in front of our house.
The bones of those who have walked before us. So we would like to invite all of you to follow behind the child, you know, with the child leading us, we'll walk around the park and remember in silence, you know, that we walk on holy ground and that many have walked before us and that we live our lives because of them. We could walk then in silence around the park behind the drum to the place where the candles are, where Carlos and Sylvia died. And we will end our prayer in that place and then go to the cafeteria, St. Anthony's School, across the street to enjoy some good food. Queremos invitar todos ustedes después de nuestra oración a caminar across the calle para... to sing in Spanish and English to accompany the names of the people that we would like to call out tonight. The verse goes like this. Óyenos mi Dios, óyenos mi Dios, listen to your people, óyenos mi Dios. Together. Óyenos mi Dios, óyenos mi Dios, listen to your people, óyenos mi Dios, óyenos mi Dios, óyenos mi Dios, listen to your people, óyenos mi Dios.
A little louder.
Óyenos mi Dios, óyenos mi Dios, listen to your people, óyenos mi Dios.
See if you can hum it. Our hum going and just call out the names of people that you're remembering tonight, and we'll just keep humming.
Man, whew. That was intense. Very beautiful. It's Day of the Dead, November 1st, 1996. Reseda and Treat. The site of the death of two young children, teens, who were shot to death in June of this year. Day of the Dead celebration, honoring their death. Right out in front of 1523, the intersection of Reseda and Treat. Blew me away. I had no idea. Cried through the whole thing. Man. That was intense. Very beautiful. It's Day of the Dead, November 1st, 1996. Reseda and Treat. The site of the death of two young children, teens, who were shot to death in June of this year. Day of the Dead celebration, honoring their death.